Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Maybe you're experiencing it too. Your little one needs you to stay in their room for what feels like hours before they can fall asleep. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and you are not doing anything wrong. In fact, what I'm about to share with you might completely change how you see this bedtime challenge. Because here's the beautiful truth the magic book showed me. When your child needs you close at bedtime, they're not being difficult. They're not manipulating you. They're showing you something absolutely wonderful about their development. Let me explain what I mean. You see, children between the ages of 4 and 5 are going through something really special. Their awareness of the world is expanding in the most amazing ways. They're developing this beautiful imagination that lets them dream up magical worlds and exciting adventures. But that same imagination can also create worries and fears, especially when the lights go down and it's time to separate from you. The American Academy of Pediatrics has taught us something so important about this stage. As children develop independence during these toddler and preschool years, they actually become more aware of separations, not less. Isn't that interesting? Your child's need for you at bedtime isn't a step backward. It's actually a sign that their emotional awareness is growing. They understand now, more than ever, that bedtime means being apart from the person they love most in the whole universe. And that person is you. Research from some of the most respected child development centers in the world shows us that this is completely normal. In fact, it's healthy. When your child asks you to stay, when they reach for your hand, when they say they're not ready for you to leave yet, they're communicating something beautiful. They're saying, "I feel safe with you. I trust you. I need your presence to help me feel calm enough to let go into sleep. Now, I know this can feel exhausting. The magic book and I see you, my friend. We see you sitting there in the dim light, your back getting sore, checking the clock, wondering if this will ever get easier. We see the worry creeping in. Am I creating bad habits? Will my child ever learn to sleep independently? And I want to wrap you in the warmest cosmic hug right now and tell you, you are doing beautifully. Here's what the research shows us, and this is so important. Children whose parents respond to their bedtime needs with patience and empathy, just like you're doing, develop stronger emotional regulation skills. They learn that their feelings matter. They learn that they can trust the people who love them. And over time, this actually builds the foundation for greater independence, not less. The key is understanding that sleep independence isn't something we force. It's something we gently support as our children grow ready for it. Think of it like learning to ride a bicycle. We don't just put a child on a bike and walk away. We run alongside them, holding the seat, giving them confidence, and gradually, we let go as they find their balance. Bedtime independence works the same way. So what can we do to support our children through this phase while also taking care of ourselves? The magic book has shown me some beautiful approaches, and they're all rooted in this one truth: connection before separation. Your child needs to fill up their connection cup with you before they can feel safe letting you go. Here's what this might look like. Before you even start the bedtime routine, spend 5 to 10 minutes of really focused, warm connection time with your child. No phones, no distractions, just you and them. This could be reading a story together, talking about their day, or simply cuddling and being present. When children feel truly seen and connected, the separation of bedtime becomes so much easier. Then, as you move through your bedtime routine, you can start to introduce what experts call gradual withdrawal. This doesn't mean leaving your child to cry. It means very slowly, over weeks or even months, adjusting your presence in tiny, manageable steps. Maybe tonight you sit right next to their bed holding their hand. In a week or two, you might sit in a chair nearby. Eventually, you might move that chair closer to the door. The key is going at your child's pace, not rushing, honoring their need for security. And here's something else that can help so much: creating a special bedtime ritual that acknowledges your child's worries. You see, often when children need us for hours at bedtime, they have feelings they don't quite know how to express. Maybe they're worried about bad dreams. Maybe they're processing something from their day. Maybe they just feel the bigness of being alone in the dark. This is where I want to tell you about a story from the Book of Inara that might really help. It's called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard, and it's about two children, Ethan and Sophia, who discover a magical place where worried feelings actually bloom into beautiful solution flowers. In this story, children learn something so powerful. Their worries aren't problems to push away. They're important messages that deserve to be heard and acknowledged. After you read this story with your child, you could create your own bedtime ritual inspired by it. Maybe you invite your child to share any worries they have, big or small. You listen with your whole heart, and then together, you imagine those worries blooming into solution flowers. You could even keep a special jar by the bed where you put imaginary worry stones, just like in another one of our stories. The act of acknowledging feelings, of making space for them, can be so calming for children. What I love about this approach is that it honors both things that are true. Yes, your child needs to learn to sleep independently eventually. And yes, right now they need your presence and support. Both of these things can be true at the same time. You're not creating bad habits by being there for your child. You're building secure attachment. You're teaching them that their feelings matter. You're showing them that they can trust you to help them through hard things. The research is so clear on this. Consistent, calming bedtime routines don't just improve sleep. They support your child's development across so many areas. Their emotional regulation gets stronger. Their stress hormones actually decrease. Their sense of security deepens. And all of this creates the foundation for them to eventually feel confident enough to fall asleep on their own. I want you to know that this phase won't last forever, even though I know it feels endless right now. Your child is learning and growing every single day. The same developmental growth that makes them need you so much right now will eventually give them the confidence to let you go. But we can't rush that process. We can only support it with love and patience. So tonight, when you're sitting there in the soft glow of the nightlight, when your child reaches for your hand one more time, I want you to remember something. You're not just helping your child fall asleep. You're building trust. You're creating safety. You're showing your child that their needs matter and that you'll be there for them. And that, my wonderful friend, is some of the most important work in the whole world. The Magic Book and I are here for you. We have so many stories that can help make bedtime feel more peaceful and magical. Stories that validate your child's feelings. Stories that teach gentle ways to calm worried hearts. Stories that create beautiful bridges from the busy day into the peaceful night. You're doing such important work, and you're doing it with so much love. Trust yourself. Trust your child. Trust the process. And know that brighter, easier bedtimes are coming, with love and starlight, Inara.